Amit Beis. Let us go over again the Gemara from Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, which is around 12 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Cheres Ktane Muta Letaltul Bechotzer. A Cheres Ktane is Muta Letaltul Bechotzer. One is permitted to be Metaltulit in a Chotzer. Avo Bekamel is Loi. So Rashi explained what is the difference between a chotzer and a karmelis. So Rashi says, "Bechotzer de shchichi bo kelim." There are kelim in a chotzer. Shacheres hazeh roi lehem lekisui v'teiras keli yola. So since this small, it seems it's a broken piece of cheres that came from a keli. Originally, it was part of a keli. So we had learned. If it's roi lechaseis boi, according to the Tanakame, if it's roi lechaseis boi moni, so it still has a shimush of a keili. So memele, it still has a shame keili legabi tiltol mukze, that it doesn't lose the shame keili. Is cheres ktane muter letaltol bechotzer, avol bekarmelis loi. Bekarmelis, in the karmelis, Tzarashi says, the leishchichi bei moni, in the Kamalis, it is not shchiach to find kalim there, so in the Kamalis, it has no use whatsoever. So my mail in the Kamalis, it does not have a shame kaili, and therefore, it is also letal. That is Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Rav Nachman di day Omar afilu be Kamalis, avul boshu sarabim loy. And Rashi explains that Kamalis, it's roi for a different shimush. People sit there, it's chozi lechasis by roik. So memele, it also is a shimush in the Kamalis. But in the Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't have any shimush whatsoever. So therefore, a cheres ktano in the Rishus HaRabim is mukze. The Rava Omar afilu b'Rishus HaRabim. Rava says afilu b'Rishus HaRabim, it is also roi letalt. And the Gemara relates a maise, but as the Rava letaimei, the Rava have a kaozel beriske the mechuze. Rava was walking in the streets of mechuze, as vasoi misanei tine, and his shoes got dirty full of mud. Also shamei, so his mishores came, shokol chaspe v'komechapele, and he went and took a cheres that was floating around in the Rishus HaRabim, become a chapele, and he cleaned the shoes of Rava with the cheret. Ramu bei Rabbanon kole. So the Rabbanon started screaming at Rava. Not at Rava, I'm sorry, at the Mishamish, at the Mishores. It's Mukze, Shabbos. Omar, so Rava said, loy mistaye de loy gmiri. Not enough that you yourself didn't learn, you don't know halachas. Migamal nami migamri, you teach others, you became meira heiroz. Ilu bechotzer avoy, mi lehavi yichozi lechsuye beimone. If this would have been in a chotzer, so it would have a teiris keili, because in a chotzer there are keilim, and it is usable to be lechasech mone. Hochenam yichozi ledidi. So the pashtis is that Rava was mechadish, that even though bimkaimoi, it doesn't have a shimush of a keili, but since bechotzer there's a shimush of a keili, so memela that is sufficient. That is the chiddush of Rav. Now let us see Tosfos. V'Rava Omar afilu b'Rishus HaRabim. So Tosfos says, u'bahani d'nishberu b'erev Shabbos Koma. Now, Tosfos says, this is a shrekliche shvere Tosfos. Tosfos says that we are speaking about that it was nishbar erev Shabbos. The ibe nishberu b'Shabbos. If it would have been nishbar b'Shabbos, ha'oma b'peirik noitel, the rove islay mukze v'chol shkei noitel. If it would be nishbar b'Shabbos, so then rove would not be materit, because rove holds the din of noitel. Now, this Tosfos is very, very shver. We had learned in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-kelim ha-nitlim b'Shabbos, shivreyem nitlim imohem, u-bavad shi-yoisin me'ein melochem. The Mishnah says if a keli became nishba, so the shivarim are also nittle, but it should be able to do some type of a malach. Shivrei areva lachasis vahenes piyachovitz. That means even though till now it was used as an areva, it was a kli kibble. Now you could use it for kisui. That is the svar of the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda imel bevachi ye oisin me'ein malachto. Rabbi Yehuda says it is not sufficient that he can do some type of malacha. In order that it should have a shem keli, it has to be able to do the same type of malacha it was doing till now when it was part of the keli. So, just like when it was part of the keli, it was osi lekabolet, so now it also has to be osi lekabolet. Shivrei areve, lotzuk l'soichad mikveh. So we have here machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakame. If we need, it should be able to do the same malacha, or is it sufficient if it can do a different malacha? Rabbi can do a malacha. Now the Gemara had explained the machlokes, the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda as follows. The Gemara had said, the maskonis of Gemara is, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Machloikes and Nishberu b'Shabbos. The whole Machloikes between the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda is that it was Nishbar b'Shabbos. So if it was Nishbar b'Shabbos, the Mar Sovar Muchanu or Mar Sovar Noilatu. So Rashi explains that the Machloikes and the Mishnah is as follows. That if it broke in Shabbos, so in the beginning of Shabbos, it was part of a Kli Kibble. Now that it broke in Shabbos, it is still has still a shame keli on it, but it is not anymore roi likabola. Now it's only roi to be used as a kisui, as a covering. It cannot be used as a kli kibble. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it's noila. So memela is considered like this is a new keli, the old keli before it was part of a kli kibble. Now that it's not roi lekabola, so it's a new keli that was not around Erev Shabbos. So one is not permitted to use this keli because it is noilat. It was not minamuchan. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And the Tanakama holds, the mar sova muchan, the Tanakama holds, since in the beginning of Shabbos, it was part of a keli. And now it still has a shimush of a keli. You can't use it now lekabola, you can use it lechasos. But al koponim, it still has a shimush of a keli. It is not considered noilat. It's not considered that it was einay min amur. So this shaila, if a keli became roi l'shimush acheres in Shabbos, is it called noilat? Is it not called noilat? Is a machloikis the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda? And poshet, we should paskin according to the Tanakame. That's how we should paskin. So Taisva says, Ubahani de Nishbur be'erev Shabbos koma. It is speaking about it was Nishbar Erev Shabbos. The Nishbaru be Shabbos, Rava holds of Noilet. So it's a Pella. We also hold of Noilet. But the Tanakame says, since it's Roy Lechasois, it's not considered Noilet. So what is Pshat in this Taisva? So for the present time, to avoid the difficulties in the Mechudish de Keterutzim, which was said on this Taisvit, we'll say over the Morgan Avrom. The Morgan Avrom in Simin Shin Ches says Pshat, that Taisvit had a different Pshat in what we just said before. Rashi learns Pshat, and perhaps the Pashas of the Loshna Gemara is, that the Machloikis is, if it was a Keli before Shabbos. And it still has a shimush of a keli, but it is not the same shimush as before. Is it called noilet or mucham? That's how Rashi learns pshat. The Magen Avraham says Taisus did not learn pshat. Taisus learns everyone holds it is called noilet. Since lemaise it is not roi for the same shimush that it was oimed betchilas knisus haShabbos, so it's zicher called noilet. It is noilet. What is the svore of the Tanakame? The Tanakame says, the mar sova muchan hu, the Tanakame holds that it is muchan. So the Magen Avraham says, the Tanakame holds like Rab Shimon.
that holds that Neilav is also called Muchav. Something that came about in Shabbos, since it was a possibility, it might come, so that's also considered Mina Muchav. So the Machlokes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is, do you hold of the Iser of Neilav or don't you hold of the Iser of Neilav? But that is a double bogle, that if you cannot use it for the same shimush that it was used till now, it is zicher called Neilav. Now the shaila is there a muktzah of Neilav? Is it not a muktzah of Neilav? That's how Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara. So Mamela zuk the mug is bugging Avram, so Tosfos had a problem. Rava said, Rava holds of Neilav, Rava lalache paskin, Rava islay muktzah v'choshkei Neilav. So how could Rava say that it has a Teiris Keili, mi lehavichosi lechasuye beimone, it's good for lechasois. Lechasois? But that's Neilad. In the beginning of Shabbos, it was Roy Lekabel. And now it's only Roy Lechasois. So that doesn't give it a shame Keili, it's Neilad. So therefore Taisva says that it's speaking about that Erev Shabbos it broke. So if it broke Erev Shabbos was Oymed Lechasois. So there's no Muktzah of Neilad. But if it would have been broken in Shabbos, it would have been Neilad, and then there would be Yosef. That's how the Magen Avraham says Pshat in our Tosfos, and it will be very much Nigeya later to our Tosfos on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Yom Adalov. Let us see the Gemara further. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmu Magoifes Chavis Shenichtesa Magoife is chavish shenichtesa, so magoife is the stopper of a chavis. It's a type of a kisui of the chavis. And the chavis broke. And you have now a broken chavis with many pieces and the magoife. He ushvoreo mutter letaltolo b'shabbos. So you're allowed to be metaltol inside the shvorim, inside the magoife. So Rashi says, magoife shol chove shenichteso achovitz, that the chovitz broke, he ha magoife ushvoreo shol chovitz, nitolim b'shabbos, the chozu lekisu imon. Because it's roi lechasa imon, it still is a shimush keili, so it's mutal letaltalo b'shabbos. But the Baraisa said, tanya nami hochi, magoife shenichteso, Yishvarei mutal letaltalo b'shabbos, but the Barais is meisiv, v'lo yispois mimenu shever lachaseis bo asakeili, v'lismech bo kare yamid. So Rashi learns pshat, lo yispois, lo yisakem. That means these shvarim that he's using now, lachaseis bo asakeili, or lismech bo yiskare yamid, so these shvorim, he should not be misakin them. He should not smoothen them out. Lahater b'litoisav v'oiktsav b'shabbos. In Shabbos, he's using it for a cover, so there are pieces sticking out. There are sharp pieces sticking out. So he's not permitted to smooth it in Shabbos. The ovid keili, v'havim makim b'patish. So he's oiver alts makim b'patish. Hashil l'shitos, he ain't binyim b'keilim, he never oiver alts boine, but he oiver alts makim b'patish. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Piskei Harid asks on Rashi, do you need a Baraisa to tell us over here that one should not smooth out the Magoifes or the Shvorim? Versteitzach. We don't know the din of Makeh Bepatish. So therefore the Tosfos Rid learns Pshat Lo Yispois. We have here on the side, on the left side of the Gemara, lo yechaber, lo yispais mimenu shever lachaseis bo asakeili. The Piskei Arid learns pshat that the Barais is telling us as follows: that only the shvorim, a shever could be used. That means if a shever could be used lachaseis mone, so it has a teiris keili. But the loyispais mimeno shever, speaking about what if the magoife alone broke in half. So one should not be mechaber to chalokim of the broken magoife lachasis boasakeli. Loyispais mimeno shever lachasis boasakeli. And the Piskei Arid explains as follows, that if something lechatchila was a keli and it broke, now it's roi lechasais, so the shvarim of a keli also is a shame keli. But amagoife, that when the keli was sholein, the whole purpose of the magoife was all only a purpose of kisui, so if this broke, it is not mutal l'talto. That means that it's only yismis men l'sheva l'chassis v'os a keli. One cannot be mechabel the pieces of a magoife l'chassis v'os a keli. You need the magoife, has to be sholim. The magoife is different than the pieces. Fact. Ve'im zolko ba'ashpo. Now, what a new halach. What happens if he had thrown this magoife in the ashpe? Also, it is also. What does Rashi say? Vim zolko magoife zula ashpo. So we just said before that the magoife is a teiris keli. It's roi lachasis boimone. Vim zolko ba'ashpe also. So Rashi says magoife zula ashpo botlo mi teiris keli. That kufa that he threw it into the ashpa and he showed he has no interest in using it, so it loses the teiris keli, and the mele it's also the talta. Maski flo Rav Pope, so Rav Pope did not understand this halacha. Elo meyata zorik lei leglime, if a person will have a beged and will throw the beged away into the garbage, ochinami da osa, that means the magoif lechayre has a teiris keli. So why, if he threw it into the yashpe, it loses the teiris keli? Ella omar Rav Pop. So Rav Pop says as follows: Im zolka mi ba'oid yoim la ashpa asura. If it was zolka mi ba'oid yoim, if he threw it erev Shabbos into an ashpe, it is also. Now let us see Rashi and try to understand the Gemara. Zokt Rashi, Zolke liglime b'Shabbos la ashpe. If he threw his beged Shabbos in the ashpe, chenami de osa l'taltuli, he won't be permitted to be metaltal the glime. So memele, so the Gemara means to ask, so if he threw the magoife b'ashpe in Shabbos, it should zicha b'muta. So Rav Pope answered, that's true. The Barais is speaking about Mzolch me boid yoim. Golidaiti me esmail de lav mono. If he threw it Erev Shabbos into the Ashpe, now there's a gilidas that it doesn't have a teiris keli. Let us see Toisvis, then we'll try to explain it. In Mzolch me boid yoim, hashta loy porich ala meyata zoik le glima me boid yoim. The kiven lehoya muchen mi boid yoim, leka li de buye li glima. The Kitzer, the Gemara says there's a difference between if it was Zolko B'Shabbos or Zolko B'Erev Shabbos. Zolko B'Shabbos, won't become bottle. Not the Gemara's Medama Leglime. Zolko B'Erev Shabbos, it does become bottle. That is not Doime Leglime. So we have to understand what is the difference between Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. So the Chodesh Aviv says a bir, and I'd like to perhaps elaborate on the bir. We heard before in the Gemara a svare, that is a svare if something was a keli, betchilas knisas hayoim. So there's a svare of mucham al gabi avihe. That means since in the beginning of Shabbos, it was part of a keli, so in Shabbos, in the whole Shabbos, it has a teire of that keli. That means mucham al gabi yavim, it's called mucham. But the Gemara says, the whole svara of mucham al gabi yavim only applies if it is not noilat. That means if it is not aponim chadoshes, then we say the svare of muchan al gabi aviyah. If it is aponim chadoshes, so this is considered aponim chadoshes bolakam, so then we do not say muchan al gabi aviyah. That is mevur from the sugya before. So lemais is like this. This magoife, which bishaitoi was roi lechasoi, And now it's still Roy Lechasoit. So if if in Shabbos it broke, the Chavis broke in Shabbos, so there's a Svare of Muchan al Gabi Yaviyim. And there's a Raya from the Gemara before, not to elaborate, that the Lomdus of Muchan al Gabi Yaviyim is, we consider that if there's not Noilot, if it's not upon him Chadoshes, we consider that it is a part of the old Keli. We consider that the old Keli is still in existence. This is the Lomdus of Muchan al Gabaviyim. So that means this Chavis is considered just like Betchilas Knisis Hayoyim. It was a Magoifa of a Chavis. So in Shabbos, when it broke, it is still considered a Magoifa of a Chavis. It has the dinim that were chal on it, Betchilas Knisis Hayoyim, these dinim remain. So this, in other words, is a magoifa of a chavis. So if a person will throw a chavis in the garbage, it doesn't become a chavis. A chavis is a kli chashu. So it has a shem magoifa of chavis in Shabbos. So therefore the Gemara was medame this to zora kli mebashbe. That is if it broke in Shabbos. So there's a lomdis of muchan al gabi yaviyim that is considered like it was in the beginning of Shabbos. So it is a magoifa shel chavis. But if it was Nishbar Erev Shabbos, so that what it was a Magoifa of a Chavis is past history. Now it's a Shever Keli. So now this Shever Keli is a Shaila. This is not a Magoifa of a Chavis. This is a Shever Keli, which still can be used. So now with Klara Shaila, is it Oymet to be used? Is it not Oymet to be used? So we heard yesterday, a Svar in the Gemara that you need Yichud to be Miyachadit, to make it oimet to be used for a kisei money. We hold halacha, you don't need yichud. But lemaise, there is a pilpul, does it still have a teiras keli? So if a person will be zayrik, this magoifa la'ashbe, so we see klo, this new shimush, he doesn't want to use, so it loses the teiras keli, because this is not a magoifa v'chavis, this is a shever keli, which we're clearing, it should still have a shem keili lachasis by bone. And since I see he's not interested in using it lachasis by bone, by throwing it to the garbage, so it loses the shem keili. Omar bar hamduri Omar Shmuel. Kremiyois shel machzelis. Now machzelis is a mat. And kremiyois shel machzelis means that part of the mat broke off. Mutter letaltalom b'Shabbos. So one is permitted to be metaltal the kremiyos in Shabbos. My time. Omar Rove bar Hamduri as beroli. Bar Hamduri explained it to me. Why is it mutter to be metaltal the kremiyos in Shabbos? Marcellus gufele maichosi when the mat was gone. What was it? Roy for lachsuye bayafro. Rashi says to pshota, but let's say the pot was used to cover. It's a rug, a mat was used to cover the afro. Haninami chazin lachsuye baytenoifis. This small tikremis is chazi also to cover. So in other words, Rove is Bahamduri explained that it is oimed letashmishay harishay. That means this is a shever keli. That is oimid l'tashmishe yorishe. Before it was oimid l'chaseis, it's still oimid l'chaseis. Before it was machasa ofer, now it's machasa tinaifis. But al koponim, it's still chozi l'tashmishe yorishe. Now this is a very shvere gemore. L'chayre, this is the machloikes we had in the Mishnah between the Tanekame and Rav Yehuda. The machloikes between the Tanekame and Rav Yehuda. Do you need it should be chazi l'malachta yorishayne, or should it be chazi to any malacha? In l'chayra we pasken like the Tanakame, that it's, be it's chazi to any malacha is also sufficient. So we have to understand why did Bahamduri say, he said up stalomdis. Machzelis gufi l'may chazi l'chsuyi, haninami chazi l'chsuyi yebei. So we have to understand this, and the Rishonim speak about it. We'll see Tosfos, and then we'll say what the other Rishonim say. But let us first see Rashi. Mi boyim galidaitim esmud lamono. That's on the Gemara before. Kremiyei shal machzeles, shenifredu min machzeles yeshona. You had an old machzeles, and now part of the strands of the machzeles broke off. Baram duri azberoli. Baram duri pirishli taimei shaldom. Lachaseis bo afro, oimei lachaseis bo itzoya. Rashi says when it's gone, it's also im lachaseis bo itzoya. Inamish lo yala afro. So Mameire here is also the same thing. Let us see Toisvitz. Machzeles gufe lemaichosi. And the Gemara says, just like before was Aymed Lachasis, now it's also Aymed Lachasis. So Taisha says, L'ravcha de milse meforishachim. So Taisha says, really, you didn't have to say this lomdis. Aval gavd loiboy me'ein melocha rishayne. You don't need me'ein melocha rishayne. Kedi oma rav nachmen la'el, cheres k'tano muter letaltalo b'chotzer, Mishim dechazi lechasuye b'amone. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said that a cheres ktan is mutal taltal b'chotzer. The Gemara says later, Mishum, why? Because the chasuye lechasuye b'amone. So you see la halacha, you don't need the shimush arishayim. As long as it's roi for any shimush. So Taisus learns this Gemara, lav davke. You don't need this. Now let us see the Marsho. There's a Meiridike Marsho on this Taisvitz. The Marsho is the Dafei HaMarsho. It is Daf Lamed Beis Amed Aleph. L'Ravcho de Milse. Kedi omar Rav Nachman la'el, that a cheres k'tanos mutter le'taltal b'chotzer, because it's chozi l'chaseis bo. Zokte Marsha, benifrido ha-machzeles be'erev Shabbos. So the Marsha says like this, when was this nifrad? If it was nifrad be'erev Shabbos, le'havi tzriche raya mi-Rav Nachman. You don't have to bring a raya from Rav Nachman, that you don't need chozi lo yisim aloche, da lekula alma masik leld le boi bei mein aloche rishayne. The Gemara said before, the whole machloik is the Tanakama Rab Yudah is nifrad b'shabbos, if it's noiled, if it's mucham, but if it's nifrad erev Shabbos, and it, so it has a teiris keili, so it's ziche called the keili. So there's no machloik, you don't have to bring a raya from Rab Nachman. Elo. Mishum de ike lo ukme benifredo machzeles b'shabes gufe. Could be, this halacha is speaking about benifredo machzeles b'shabes gufe. Now, nifredo machzeles b'shabes gufe, so me mele ule rove de islay mukze. We had learned the Taisus in the beginning of the Seder, we learned the Taisus that rove that holds mukze, v'cholshke noilet, Neiche, the boy bei me ein melocha rishayne, kemei shekosu atoises leil. So if it was nifrad in Shabbos, and it wouldn't be oise me ein melocha rishayne, so according to Rav, it would be mukze. That's what Taisus says before. The gabi cheres, be'erev Shabbos, davka airi. According to Rav, davka if it was nishbar erev Shabbos. So me mail according to Rav, You would need dafke, it should be oise mein melocha rishayna. Lakach evi oi mei Rav Nachman. Da oma hochi alibe de Shmuel. Here we have a memre, Rav Nachman before was oma Rav Nachman b'shem Shmuel. The svir alay besoif mechilten ke Rav Shimon. Shmuel holds in the end of the Masechet Shabbos like Rav Shimon the last lay muktzeh. So according to Shmuel, v'kol chachach decheres k'tane, de le'el b'shabes nami yairet. So according to Rav Shimon, efilu was nishbar in Shabbos, and it's also not called noilet, according to Rav Shimon. Loiboy miyein meloche rishayin. V'imkein hoche da'alibe de Shmuel nami kaimin, and this is a memra of Shmuel, nehei nami de b'shabes airi, al kol chach l'ravcha de milse. So the Marsha says that the Marsha says as follows. The Marsha says, Taisus said before, according to Rove, Rove holds the din noilet. So according to Rove, lemaise, if it's not oise me'ein melacha rishayne, it is noilet. So according to Rove, the Gemara before is speaking about nishba me'erev Shabbos. According to Shmuel, or before Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, and here we have a member of Shmuel, Shmuel paskins like Rav Shimon, there's no din noilet. So according to Shmuel, afilu nishbar b'Shabbos, it also won't be considered noilet. If it's nishbar b'Shabbos. That's what the Marsha says, that is pshat and toisvis. L'ravcha de milsa meforish hochi, Shmuel. I say Shmuel, afilu in Shabbos you don't need chosi loise meloche. Because Shmuel doesn't hold it in noilet. So it could be, the way the Marsha explains this toisvis, could be it's very good the Loshana Gemara. Omar Rove bar Hamduri Azberoli Machzelis. That if Hamduri was Mazba to me, what's that to me? For himself, according to Shmuel, you don't need this Hezbel, Chozili Oise Meloche. According to Shmuel, there's no din noilet, you don't have to say this whole shtik teire. That if it was Nishbar b'Shabbos, why is it not Mukze? Because it's Chozili Oise Meloche. But bar Hamduri Azberoli, for me, ich haltach yofa noilet. And he told Afilo, according to me, it will not be considered mukze in Shabbos because it is chazi lo isa melochis, so it is not noilet. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rab. Shiyorei pruz miyois, osa le taltalon b'Shabbos. Even though we had heard before that kroi miyois shal machzeles is muta le taltalon b'Shabbos, but if you'll have prusmias, we'll see as a talis. So shiorei prusmias. Let's see what Rashi says. Talisois kedama besuke ramatchelta bepirzama de inchi base. There the Gemara says he put tzitzis in the beggar of his wife. He held noshim achayev the tzitzis. But al kolponim pirzima is a talis. So the Gemara says shiorei prusmias. Shiori prusmiyis, also letaltalon b'Shabbos. So if a piece got torn off from prusmiyis, from a talis, so it is, you're not allowed to be metaltalon in Shabbos. Omar Abaye, the matloniyoi she'ein b'em gimel al gimel, v'loi chozien loi laniyem v'loi lashir. Is that what we say? That a small piece of beged is also letaltal, that if it doesn't have a shir of gimel at's boys, al gimel at's boys, loy chazin, loy la niyim, v'loy la ashirim. Now there's a machlokes harishonim in this gemara. He says, if it is less than gimel al gimel, if it is less than gimel al gimel, so the gemara says that it's a metaltalim. It's loy chazin, loy la niyim, v'loy la ashirim. The Ravid asks Akasha, it's roi lekaneach boy. You could use it to clean up something, even though it's less than gimel al gimel. And the Ravid asks, and we see by chaspe, that is also sufficient, which is debatable. By chaspe it says, chosi ledidi, you could use the chaspe because you could wipe off the tinuch. So you see, the shimush of kinuach is also sufficient. So why do you need gimel al gimel? That is the Ravid's kasha. So on this kasha there are two terutzim. The Meiri says that less than gimel gimel is not roili kinuach either. So it's not usable. The Ravid says a very geshmaki teretz. The Ravid says the Gemara did not say shiyorei begodim. The Gemara said shiyorei prusmiyos. Prusmiyos is a talis. So we're speaking about something that was miyuchid letalis shel mitzvah, he won't be mekaneach something with it. So mele shiyore begodim, that it was once a beggar, there was once from his shirt, some mele, so even though it's less than gimel al gimel, since it is still usable, lekaneach boidovo, so it has a teiras keli. Shiyore prusmiyis, it was once a talis shel mitzvah, so you're not allowed to use it for a tashmish bozui. So if it is Gimel al Gimel etz boys, so memele, so it has a Teiris Beged, it's Chazil Aniyim. But if it's less than Gimel al Gimel, so a Teiris Beged it doesn't have, Kinuach cannot give it a Teiris Beged, because it was a Talish al Mitzvah, and it's not Oymed le Kinuach. That is the Raivitz term. Tanur Rabono, Shivrei Tanur Yoshon. You have a Tanur Yoshon, and it broke, and they're Shvarim from the Tanur Yoshon. What is Tanur Yoshon? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says Tanur Yoshon, Shekvar Husak, that the Tanur was made out of Cheres, and it was already heated up once, V'charos of Koshim, so the Chalokim, the Shvarim are hard, V'chozul Amalochet. That means if it was never heated up, so the shvarim are useless. You can't use it for anything. Shivrei tanur yoshon hareyen kechol hakelim hanitlim b'chotza. So it's equivalent to all kelim that are nitl b'chotza. So what does Rashi say? Hareyen kechol hakelim lekami meforish pluktayu v'tamay. That the shvarim have a din of all kelim. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda imar ein nitlim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Shvarim, one is not permitted to be metal. We have a machlokes, Rami Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know yet what the machlokes is. Heyed Rabbi Yosi, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Al Shivrei Tanur Yoshon Shenitlin B'Shabbos. So we see in the first machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, like the Tanakama, like Rabbi Meir, that Shivrei Tanur Yoshon Shenitlin B'Shabbos, and Baal Kisuyoi Anudin, that the Kisuyatano Sha'enoi Tzorich Beis Yad. We'll see there's a Machloikis Tanoim in the Seif Perik. If a Kisuy Keili, in order to have a Teiris Keili, does it need a handle? Or is it usable without a handle? Al Koponim, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, a Kisuy of a Tano has a Teiris Keili, Sha'enoi Tzorich Beis Yad. It doesn't need a handle. Now we're going to go back to the machloikis of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. B'mai komiflegi. What is the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? So Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, Ba'oisin me'ein meloche. These shivrei hatanu are oise me'ein meloche. You could still use it for something after it is broken. You can't bake anymore in it. But it is usable l'chasei smonet. But it is not able to be mamshech the melacha rishayne that it was doing before it broke. That is the Mishnah we have kufchav dalad amit bay. We have the machloikis kol akelim anitlim b'shabes the tanakama which is rameya shivrei nitlim imon vashiyosim me'ein melach. As long as you are able to do a melacha with it. I feel it is not the melacha rishayin that has a teiris keili. And Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be able to do me'ein melachton. You have to be able to do me'ein melacha rishayin. So Abaye said this is the same machloikis. That it's oisin me'ein melacha and not melachton rishayin. Ramei letaimei, Rabbi Yehuda letaimei. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ba'al kisuyoi shel tanu. She'enoi tzorich beis yad. It does not need a beis yad. The belav beis achize metaltel in lay. Without a beis achize, you can also be metaltel. But as the chiddish of plukti b'mas nisen, there's a machlekes weiter in the last mishneh in kol ha-kelem. Tikam andiyom abinim beis achize, and we, in paskens, we don't need a handle. Me'ein meloche, you can do a meloche, gein lachasis behen pichovitz. The ain oisin me ain malacht on lefis, but you can't bake with it. But oz the ramei le taimei doma b'mas nisin loy beinon me ain malacht on. Ramei holds you don't need me ain malacht on orishoyne. And Rabbi holds you do need malacht on orishoyne. Maskif lo rove. So rove est abaye ihochi. If that is the machloikes, had the miflegi b'shivrei tano, liflegi b'shivrei keilim ba'omer. Why was this beraisa specifically said by shivrei tano? This machlokes is a machlokes all kalim that broke, and the shvarim are not roi lasis malachta na rishayne, but the roi lasis is a malache. So it's a machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Why did the Beraisa specify shivrei tanu? That's Rove's kasha. Elo omar Rove. So Rove says no. This is a machloikis that is miyuchid to a tanur. And b'shivrei the high tanur komiflegi. And we are speaking about the shvorim of a specific tanur. That in this specific tanur, there's a machloikis also Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachomim. And that machloikis is negei Yehuchi Shabbos. Now, what kind of Tana are we speaking about, and what is the Machlokes? This not, we learned a Mishneh Mesechtes Kehilot. Nosnoi al pi haboyer, oy al pi habdus, v'nosan shom ever. Rabbi Yehuda imei masik melamata v'onisik melamalo tomei, v'im lav toyer, v'chachomim oimrem hoyo v'husak mikol Mokoyim Tomei. Now, we have to understand what the story is and what the lumdus of the Machloikis is. So let us see Rashi. The high Tanu ha'osui ke'ein ze she'shonui b'mishnezu shani meviloch. We're speaking about a Tanu that was like that this Mishnah is speaking about in Caleb. Sheloiniskan kol tzolchoi. The gemal meloche of this tanu, we will learn soon that in order for a tanu to be nigmal melachtoi, to be mekabel tume, it has to be a hesek. It has to be heated first. Kolzman the tanu was not heated. It's in the raw state of if it's not heated, so it doesn't have a teiras tanu. And we're speaking about a tanu shaloi niskan kol tzolchoi mitchilosoi. In the beginning it wasn't niskan yet. The nishbar. And this tanu that was not completely niskan was nishbar kamiflegi. And what is this story? Nosnoi al pi haboyer. So this is a special case of a tanu. So first Rashi explains to us how a normal tanu looks, and then we'll understand what happened over here. Tanurim shelohem, the tanurim which were existent b'mei Chazal, asuyim ki kedeirois gedoilis. The tanur was a large pot of cheres. Ve'ein lohem shulayim, but it did not have a base. Umayishivan, so let us picture it is an upside down pot. An upside down pot. But it's not a completely not. Let's say it's an upside down pot with a kisui on the top. There was an opening on the top, and they used to stick this upside down pot on the ground, and then there was a fire on the ground burning, and there used to be medabik the isois to the walls of the tanu. They kindled the fire, they covered the cover, and they set the thermostat in it and it baked. Al Kaponim, that was how the Tanu looked in those days. So let us see again Rashi. Zot Rashi, Tanurim Sholahem Asuyim Kikdeirois Gdoilus. There were a very large pot. Ve'ein Lahem Sholayim, it did not have a base. Umayishivoi La'oretz. And you put it down on the ground. Umadvik Tit Svivoiso. And then you attach Tit around the tanu, and the purpose of the teeth was la'soisayov, you wanted to insulate it. She'yachzik chaymoy, that the heat that is inside should not go through the tanu, it should remain inside. V'hi kruya tfeila, so this tit, this mud is called tfeila. V'hi magas la'oretz, and this mud, like, connected it to the earth, that was mechuba to the earth with this mud. So it was completely insulated. So the heat remained inside. So that's a normal tanur, which will bake normally. Ve'im nasnoi al pi haboyer oi al pi hadus. Now, if he's going to take this upside down kedaira, and he's going to put it al pi haboyer on the top of a boyer, oi al pi hadus shei ke'ein boyer. Hadus is also like a boyer, al shaboyer bachfire v'hadus bebinyan. That means hadus is a binyan that is a boyer. That means you built a wall around it. There's a wall and there's a hole in the bottom. So you built you have a binyan, like you have a round binyan. It looks like a boyer, but a boyer is in the ground, and this is on top of the ground. This is on top of the ground. So you have here an enclosed. So let us speak about the boyer. The boyer is an enclosed space. You have the walls of the boyer. You have a boyer. Now he went and took this tano, this kedaira, el shabbat vados bebeni, the nosan sham even beinoi lebein doifen haboyer le doichkoi shalayipoil vye oimid ba'avir. That means as follows. If we will say that the dus, let us picture the dus like this. This is the dus on top of the ground. Now he wants to put the kedeira by the pi hadus. He doesn't stick the kedeira, the tani, he doesn't stick it all the way on the bottom. He sticks it on top of the dus. Now there's a problem. He's going to stick it on top of the dus, it's going to fall in. So he goes and takes a stone or a few stones and he wedges it to put it between the doifnei haboyer and the tano, to wedge it to support the tano. So now you have a tano that is standing in the loop. This is not a normal tano. A normal tano is mechuber lekarke. That's how the normal tano was. This tano is bepi haboyer bepi adus, and he's going to make a fire in the bottom. And the fire is going to, because he can't make the fire in the loop, so the fire is going to be in the boyer. Now, let us think out loud. How successful will this fire be? How good will it be able to be masik the kedaira, the tano? So it depends on two factors. Factor number one is how big the stone was between the tano and the boyer. If it was a very small stone, so that means more or less the tano is snug between the doifnei atano and the doifnei haboyer bedus. So Mamela, this very little air over here, so you can make a fire in the boil, so 98% of the heat will go up into the tunnel, and you'll heat up the tunnel. The tunnel will get heated, 2% will escape out to the airspace, this is Shkefela. But what if you have a thin tunnel and a big boil, and in order to wedge it in, you have to have a lot of stones in order to support it. So Mamela, you won't be successful at all if you're going to be madlik a ash in the bottom of the boil, so most of the heat will escape. Fine. So now let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Ve'im nosnoi al pi aboy, oy al pi adus shehu ka'ein boy, alo shaber bechfira vadus bebinyi, ve'nosan shom even. That's the Mishnah says Nosan Shom Evan. Beinoi lebein doifen haboyer. This Evan is between the doifen hatano and the doifen haboyer. Ledoichkoi to hold it in shelo yipor. This is hanging in the luft. And then you went and you were masik. You had a fire on the bottom of the boyer, and you kindled that fire. So Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. So Rabbi Yehuda says as follows: Im doif noisav lemaylo kroivim ledoifnei haboyer. If the doif nois lemaylo are close to the doifen haboyer, that means that there's a very small space between the doifen hatano and the doifen haboyer. Shloi hutzrach lo says bintayim ella even dako. You only needed a small thin stone to secure the tanur in the boyer. Vein avil nikir bein doifnei atanur le doifnei haboyer. And there's not too much space between the doifnei atanur and the doifnei haboyer. Shiyaakev es hesikatano, to prevent that the tano should be musik. Fakel, there's not too much space. Elo adarabe, yo ilu loy doifnei haboy. Fakel, since there's not too much space for the heat to escape, yo ilu loy doifnei haboy. So we have over here a meiridik insulation. You don't even have an insulation of tit. You have an insulation of a boir. The doifnei haboir are surrounding the tanu. So memeile, it's meiridik insulated. It's insulated from karka ilo. And there's not too much space for the heat to disappear. Elo yeilu loy doifnei haboir. Laharzik es chaymoi. Number one. So, nine, number one, Rashi said that the space between the doifnei atamo and the doifnei haboir is very minute. So, memela, the heat will not escape. Number two. Vishulov in the bottom of the tano is kroivim lishulei haboir. That means you don't have a boir that's 20 feet deep. And we have a tunnel that's on the pia boil, so then you could have a fire there 20 feet deep. It won't affect the tunnel whatsoever, because the fire is meruchik from the tunnel. No, so Rashi says a second night. Vishul of kroivim lishulei haboil, that the bottom of this tunnel is close to the bottom of the boil. So with these two tnoyim, what did we accomplish? She'im masikin oisoi milamato. If we will now masik the eish, we will kindle the fire milamato in the bottom of the boir. There's a girsa from the Meloi HaRoyim over here that makes Rashi a little bit clearer. The Meloi HaRoyim says as follows. If you will be masik it milamat in the boir, you make the fire in the boir, vatano nisak milamailo, and the tana is nisak milamailo besoichoi, me'oir derech shulov, so he wants to say, vatana nisak milamailo, v'zeshamarashi vatana nisak milamailo besoichoi, rotzoloima hadfanes mamshichem ha'oir lesoichoi, besoichoi lo'oir shenimshach ha'oir lesoichoi, v'yoysa nirali ligreis la'avir, שנמשך חיים העסוקה בסויכי לעביר התנא מבפנים. So it's גיירס לעביר, that the heat enters into the עביר of the tano. אוי, this is one אופן. אוי שהתנו בסויך חלל הבויר, בעביר, והסק אוי לסוביב דויפנוי סוף, וניסק. Or the tanu could be b'soich halal abayir with ba'aviroi v'hesek oil asaviv dafnaisa v'gnisa kigoyim shekotzer milamato v'rochav milamailo oi habayir rochav milamato opiv kotzer tome. That means Rashi is saying three cases how this tanu can be supported. One case is you have an even that is supporting the tanu. The second case is that the tanur is triangular shape, so memele, so the small part fits into the boir, and when the tanur gets wider, so it supports itself by the doifnei haboir. Or the third part is the other way around, that the tanur is one shape, but the boir is like a triangle, a boir rochav milamato upiv kotzer. So, b'kitzer, it's supporting itself. It's supporting itself. These are three zefanim, how the Tana is supporting itself. So now, let us go and see the Mishnah again. Rabbi Yehuda Oina. So Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. Im masik milamato, vuhu nisik milamailo, if in this oifen of chibur to the boil, it gets completely nisik, tome. But if it was not nisik in such an oifen, so that means it was nisik in the oifen not through chibur lekarke, toya. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says further like this. V'imlav elo nisuk kishar tanurim mitoichon toyo k'demeforish taim. That means if the boil cannot contribute to the heat to be masik the tanur, that means the only way you could be masik this tanur is not through the heat of the boil. You have to be masik it toichatana. Somehow you have portable eitzim that are in the tano, and that is masik the tano. So memele toich, the meforish time, the beinon mechusar netitze. In order for it to have a shame tano, it has to have some type of chibul that when you break it, it's called netitze. Sheikorev liyis mechuba. Vechi einoi korev laoretz. If the tano is not korev laoretz, ein lecha tano notot mizeh, ve ein lecha lekayim boi tano vikirayim yutatz. The netitza lo yishayich ela bebinyin mechuber, och she'ein mechuber shvira shayich obey. So in other words, according to Rav Yehuda, if this boyer, the doifnei ha-boyer, do not contribute at all to the hesek of the tano, So we consider that the tano is a dover hametaltel. If the tano is a dover hametaltel, it is not mekabel tumim. Because the tano that the Torah spoke about is speaking about, it says, tano vikiraim yutatz. So we see we're speaking about a tano that was mechuber, and by destroying it, that's called netitze. And the Chachamim hold no, even though it has the chibul to the boyer cannot be masikit, so the hesik is only mitoichoi. So be'etzim it's considered like a tanu metaltel. There's no connection at all. Oretz hoyil v'husak mikol mokim tome. As long as it became husak, it's nigma melachtoi, so it is tome. What is the machloikis, the Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kame? The Chachomim Bahaikro. The Pasuk says, Tano vikirayim yutatz, tmeim heim, utmeim yiyu lochem. Rabbi Yehuda sovar mechusar netitze tome. If it was a Tano, that when you break it, you noititze, so that means there was some sort of a chibul, lekalke. And the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is, that nosnei al pi aboyer, if it's nisik al yidei aboyer, that's also considered a chibul lekalke, then it is tome. But she'ein mechusel netitze, but if this chibul to the boyer cannot be masikit, you had to put a fire inside the tanu. So memele, there's no chibul lekalke, it is considered you are masik a tanu metaltel. So that does not have a toiris tanu to be mekabel tome. She'ein mechusel netitze toir. The rabbonin sovri, the pasuk says, "Tmeim yulochem mikol mokim." That even a tanu metaltu is also mikabel tume. Let us see what Rashi says. "Tmeim heim v'tmeim yulochem." The kofel beikro ribuyehu sha'afal pi she'enei misukin kol tzolchoi. It's also mikabel tume. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to explain what each one did with the drasha. It says yutat. So it seems that you need a tanur hamachubel. So the Gemara answers, "Ahu leidoch kise." This is tell me a chiddush. The sal kedai tachamina. I would think even the chabrei ba'are kegufa da'are dom. He wants to tell me even a tanur hamachubel la'oretz is also mekabel tumim. I would think it as a din oretz, and it's not mekabel tumis, kamash melon, that even it's mechubah, but not that you need chibul to make it be mekabel tumis. What did Rabbi Yehuda do with this ribuy? Ahu kederav Yehuda mashmul. Omer Rabbi Yehuda mashmul. Machloikis behesek rishon. The machloikis is when it got the shame tano. The hesek rishon, that's the gmar meloche. So by the hesek rishon, it has to be mechuber according to Rabbi Yehuda in order to get a shame tano. Avol behesek sheni, but after it got a shame tano be mechuber, afilu toli bitzavol gomol, afilu, now it is Toli betzavol gomol, it is metul tol gamri. It is also mekabel tumen. So let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi azay. Ha'hu le'idach gise. Ha'yutatz lav la'agmuri kula os. It's not coming to tell us a kula le'meimedi leke le'kiyumi be'netitze. Ki goin zeh she'enoi bonu yemechuber. If we have something that is not bonu yemechuber, it's called notuts before you break it, because it's not mechuba. The lehevi toya. That's not pshat what the pasuk is telling us. The hodo tana beikot meim yulechem l'ribuye. No, not it's telling us you need mechuba that I feel it's not mechuba. Elo. Lagmuri chumra osa. You never need mechuba. A tano that is tolush is also mekabel tumen. Not telling us a chumra. The loy taimikol a tano rimasuyim kehu chosa. Umechuborim loretz areyen kishar batim echekar kedomim. It is equivalent to karka. Hoyil vechibron. Veloy lekabel tume. Kamash melon yutos. Da'av al gav v'shayche beiloshen netitze. Kloima. The mechuborim. It's still tome. V'cholshkein she'enei mechuson netitze. Avadi givis. If it is not mechuborim, if you had a tano metutu, it is zicher. Mekabel tume. So the Chachamim hold that there is no such tnai that in order to, for a tano to be mekabel tume, you need a chibul la'oretz. Fakert, a chibul la'oretz is a svore that of tare, not a svore of kabbalas tume. The pasuk says even it's mechuba, it's also mekabel tume. If it's not mechuba, v'ad gevis it's mekabel tume. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, there's a gzeiras hakosev. That in order to have a Teiris Tano, a Kabbalah Tumah, has to be Mechubah. But, that is, Behesek Rishon, Shlei Husek Me'olam. Before it was Husek. Behesek Rishon, Shenech L'Kaboy, Dohu Mash V'Lei Keili. The first Hesek is that, that's the Gemar Melachet. Kedisnan B'Meseches Keilim, Eizu Gemar Melachtoi, Mishiyasi Kenu, Lefeis Boisuv Gonim. When does it become nigma malachti? When does it get a shame tanu? When there was a soke levis bais of goni. By he, polygrab Yehuda, ba'omah deini roi, lost his kli. If it was husik in a oifen that it wasn't mechuber, so it never gets a shame tanu. Avol behesik sheini, shemitchil enasik, ishar tanuri. Mechuber loretz. Oily even off. But if the first hesik was the way a normal tanu is, you mechabed laoretz, v'husek sham, v'nasek keili, v'soif not loy misham, v'nosnei al pi aboir, v'kan nitma, and now it became tome, it became nitma in a matzev of tolush, in a matzev when it's metultu, moide rab yudid is raboy, umitmeim yiyu lochem. That is the svar of Rab Yehuda. Bidach nami exiv tmei milchem, eikad avyuda mishmu, dam avyuda mishmu, machlokes vasekrishin. Aval behesek sheni, afilu toli bitzavol gomu. Afilu toli bitzavol gomu. So it's also mekabel tume. Elo im kein cholkoi kidin tares tane, shetzorich lishboyo, afes chelsoi. Veine nitam biniti losoi sholem im koimoi. That means as soon as it got a shem tano, by separating it, by making it ois mechubel, that is not considered a tare, that is not considered a tahare, that is not considered a tahare of the tam. Bekitzer, we have here a machloikis.
we have here a machloikis, if it was the Hesek Rishon, which creates the Gemar Melach of the Tanur, that's when it gets Hashem Tanur of Kabbalah's Tumah, if the Hesek Rishon was Nase, has to be Nase B'Mechuba. Have you thought it has to be Nase B'Mechuba? And the Chomim Hold, it doesn't have to be Nase B'Mechuba. Omar Ule, the Hesek Rishon L'Rabbonon Afilu Toli B'Tzavur Gomu. The Hesek Rishon could be a Metultul Gomu. Afilu Toli B'Tzavur Gomu. It's also called Musik. Alim Kein Cholke Kedin Tarastan Shetzach Lish Perav Eschelsei. Wenn er nicht, amol hat sich Christian Rabbon und damit mir bi dikro, warf er gab den Hebel Shalom miskayem yofe, if it wasn't mechuba la'oretz, so the heat that came, we have to understand, chibu la'oretz is enhances the heat, and the hesek is better. If it's metulto, it's a very batlonish hesek. And according to the Rabbonon, hesek Christian Rabbon und damit mir bi dikro, warf er gab den Hebel Shalom miskayem yofe, mekabel tumet. That upon them you have the sides of the bir which contribute somewhat to enclose the heat. So now let us explain what did Ravi say. So Ravi said as follows: we are speaking about a tunnel which became the Gmar Meloche of the Tano was Ba'ifin Metulto. It was Ba'ifin Metulto. High Tano. Now, this Tano broke. So the Machloikis is, are these Shvorim Mukta or not? So the Machloikis between the Rameya and Rabbi Yud is as follows. Rameya holds, since this Tano was mekabel tume, it has a toires keili legabi tume, even though the hesek was betolush. So memele, so since it's mekabel tume, so memele the shvorim of this tano have a toires keili, and they're not muktzin Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds, since this tano is not mekabel tume, so the shvorim of the tano to not have a teres keili legabi mukze. And if we'll remember what we learned a few blot before, Rava l'shitosei, Rava holds that you are medame tume to Shabbos. Since it's not a keili legabi tume, it's not a keili legabi Shabbos. So just maskif lo ravashi ihochi, if that's the machloikis, so I'm at the mivligi b'shivrei tano livlig b'tano gufe. So why did they speak about shivrei tano? The machloikis, say it's a bigger chiddush. Afilu atano gufe, you have a complete tano that was husik. Hashta tano gufe l'Rabbi Yehuda lehavi mone. Shvorav mi boi. That was Rav Ashi's kasha and Rove. Maskilo Rav Ashi, ad Rove. Duki plukte de tiltu shivrei tano yoshin v'ler b'shvorim. The chi haitano, such a tano, betano gufe, rabbi de lav monahu, so they should be chaylik betano gufe.